Changes in sexual performance are more common than most people realize, and support doesn't need to feel awkward. With MedExpress, everything happens privately online. Start by completing a short consultation reviewed by UK-registered clinicians. If eligible, treatment is delivered discreetly to your home, with ongoing support whenever you need it. You're not alone in this. Visit medexpress.co.uk/podcast to learn more.
Let me bang,
I do let you bang.
Hey. Let me bang again,
I
bang.
Let you bang.
I let you bang.
I let you bang.
Greetings, marriage and virgins.
Go for Jesus. No, for gay Jesus, people.
Hey, I'm not surprised, motherfuckers.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is time once again for your favorite mixed martial arts podcast. Recording out of Los Angeles, California, it's MMA Roasted with Adam Hunter.
What's up, people? Welcome to a brand new MMA Roasted podcast. It's me, Adam Hunter.
I'm here with the legend,
Jason Mayhem Miller, innovator. Man who with a huge heart, friend of mine, really good friend, great fighter, great motivator, good person. So,
who the fuck are you talking about?
You asshole.
Hey man, so, you're getting a lot. You're getting pretty brave these days.
I said you were a motivator and a good person.
Masturbated. Hey, I hear you, dog. I just have trouble collecting compliments. So I'm going to go ahead and apologize. I'm out of my integrity there. I didn't know.
I didn't know
how to take a compliment these days.
Okay, now
I'm figuring it out.
By the way, I saw the video of you at Rolling Loud. What were you doing there exactly?
It's just gone.
I do everything.
But what do they have you go there?
Security.
Oh, security. Okay, I got it. That makes sense. And now you're really now immersed in streaming culture. And I gotta say, I'm not a big fan of streaming culture.
Of course you wouldn't be, Unc.
Maybe because I'm old. I'm almost 50 years old. I'm 48. It's just not my thing. I don't really find it entertaining. And I just feel like people are just watching to watch other people fuck up their lives. And maybe I'm not watching the right streaming culture, but like I put on Adrian Broner, for example, and I grew up watching Adrian Broner, great talent, great fighter. You know, like I remember when he beat Jason Litzau. I mean, that's how far I go back. Oh, this guy literally could be the next Mayweather, people were saying. Now you watch him, he's drunk. He's like falling down. He's making an ass out of himself. He's got 8 kids. I don't know how much.
He's getting paid to do that.
But how long until he's going to be in jail?
How is that any different than old Greg, the little midget with the fat belly? How's it different?
Who's the Greg midget with fat belly?
I don't know. I used to have him on this show.
Greg Wilson. Greg Wilson.
How's it different?
It's way different.
I get it. One of them used to be the sickest professional boxer in the world. The other one is...
No, I mean, you can't compare.
No, the other one, the
Greg
other
Wilson's
one,
Greg Wilson.
You're mad at Adrian Broner for making the bag, doing what you have spent your whole life trying to figure out how to make money doing.
Number one,
and
that's fucking bullshit, Jason, because
bullshit, motherfucker? You're the one who started this shit with, oh, you're immersed in streaming culture. Yes, I am. And it's the new thing.
I'm not putting down your streaming culture.
An idiot.
Overall, I'm just saying it looks like from what I see, and maybe I'm not, and maybe prove me wrong, okay? Because I would love to be proven wrong. I'd be like, no, actually, this is a great thing, and we're just providing people with entertainment. And you know
what?
Yeah,
this is a great thing. We're just providing people with exactly the same thing you fly all over the world to do.
Okay, well, number one, I'm telling jokes at a comedy club, and it's an art form that's like taking one of the oldest.
And greatest. I am speaking live, unedited. It's an art form. Like, you can't take that from me. That I can do it rapid fire, say whatever's on my mind, and people like it. They buy into it. They want to see. Yeah, is it good for Adrian Broner to be getting slam hammered? But we're in the infancy of streaming culture. It's
all right,
the
so
beginning.
Explain to me, okay, so explain to me.
You have me to explain.
All I'm seeing on X, on Twitter, are
Well, that's your first mistake right there, bro. You're going
right,
to
I'm
the
not
ancient,
on, I'm not on
ancient,
kick. I'm not on Kick or whatever it is, or Stream, so I don't know about it. But what I'm seeing is it looks like it's a lot of people that are either getting drunk or just making asses of themselves or just pissing people off.
It's a brand new technology. If you'll let me talk, man.
Go on.
It's a brand new era, bro. It's a whole different thing than what you're doing. What you're doing is practicing the same joke over and over and over again.
No, I'm not.
These guys,
I'm writing new jokes over and over again.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, look, I'm not detracting from what you're doing. I'm saying there's a different art form. There's a thing what Rampage can do, can walk in, take over a whole room, have fun with what's going on in the room, and make it entertaining to watch for hours and hours. It's kids that are sitting home. They like to sit on their computer and do a second screen type deal. They kind of pay attention to what's going on in the stream, and they're doing something else over here. I know you can't understand this because you have a singular focus.
You're
from the older generation.
I know. I'm learning, okay, Jason?
I'm teaching you, but all you're doing is screaming.
I'm not screaming, Jason.
Was today the shot? What happened?
What?
Are you aggressive today or what?
The testosterone shot? Is that what you're saying? No, that was a couple days ago, number one. And I take 0.6, a very, very low amount.
All right, we need to triple that up, bro, because we need to masculinize you, all right? Good Lord.
Look.
You're hanging out with bunnies too much. Are you jet-lagged right now?
I'm opposed to what I'm seeing.
Look, let Coach Mayhem help you out, man. How's your levels? Do you check your bloods?
Dude.
Matter of fact, you know what? Are you hydrated? Let's drink some water.
Jason,
take a break.
Just talk to me about swimming culture.
Well, you need a break. I think you need a break. Let's take some water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. What's the next subject?
All right. Yeah. Let's start this fucking thing over. This is stupid.
No. No, I refuse. I'll never do another MMA Roasted podcast again if you delete this.
Well, because what I'm just asking you, it just seems like these people are just watching people watching human train wrecks. And maybe I'm not watching the right ones because it looks like I'm watching, even with Rampage. Okay, Rampage, actually, the ones I've seen, he seems the most normal out of all the streamers. He seems like he's the most together, and good for Rampage. But what I'm watching is the other guy get knocked out by Ariana's ex-boyfriend, whatever that guy's name was. You know, I'm talking Tiki Goshen, knocks the guy out. The next day, he's getting knocked out by somebody else. The next day, he's getting knocked out by us. And then we got that Clavicar, whatever the guy's name is, who is injecting all kinds of shit into his body and making, you know, whatever he's doing. And then you got the other guy who's getting arrested, Jack, whatever that guy. It seems like it's almost like we're promoting the worst types of behavior. But maybe I'm wrong. And there is another part of streaming culture of like, hey, follow me today while I, you know, help rescue animals. Or maybe follow me today while I make people laugh or go to an old age home.
You know what? We're going to have a whiteboard meeting, me, you, another producer. You come up with some entertaining things for Mayhem to save the world with, and I'll do it for you. Promise.
Because I'm all for that.
Because I'm with you. I'm with you on this. You have not said one thing I disagree with. Clavicular is completely obsessed with himself and how beautiful he can make himself. That's a thing. I understand. Hell, we could all use a little looks maxing around here. But Adrian Brody and, my man Dean the Great. Pro boxer who tends to take a lot of L's in the street, okay? I get it. You don't know what it's like to be a short guy. This guy's got short guy energy. He's mad. He's got fired up because the society has turned his back against men under 6 feet, and he's pretty pissed off about it, I feel like. And he goes after whoever's out. He's not afraid of anything. This makes him entertaining to watch to me. Now, you, I totally understand where you're coming from. The Fox News generation, guys are stuck on this thing. It's got to be, you know, totally according to, you know, this, that. Yeah, no, for you, I totally understand.
No, it's
got to follow a format. It's got to follow a format. But
no,
the kids don't want format. The kids want mayhem. They want freestyling. They want the whole shit just happening and it to be unique. The first time this ever happened. So we win. You got to make your own luck, bro. That's how it is.
Which I love. I love people that make their own luck. And I
am for that. Why are you hating on Dean the Great? When Clavicular has actually brought value to a lot of young men in the fact that make them look as handsome as they can. Is it something that I want to do? Not really. I'm kind of buck wild, ugly mayhem. You know what I mean? But
I don't
want to be tightened up. I want my lady to be attracted to me. I want her to make sure that I want her to look at me and be like, wow, this is the man that I really love. This
okay,
the,
so when you're when you're when you have eight children you brought into the world, like
you need a job. You need a job. And I heard they could film you getting drunk with strippers and they'll give you money. Well, guess what? That's what AB is doing. Why are you hating on him? Hey, what about my prostitution?
It's not gonna end well for him, dude.
Wait, what do you mean? When does it end well for a pro boxer?
When does it end? I mean, Wayne McCullough.
Never heard of him. Next.
The Pocket Rocket?
Never heard of him. Next.
Okay. All right. I mean, when does it end well for a pro boxer? I mean, Roy Jones Jr. seems like he's doing okay. Joe Calzaghe.
Well, any nausea, headaches?
I have
any
no
type
idea.
Of
I have
any
no
type
idea.
Of symptoms
I'm
of not, Alzheimer's.
Look, now we're going into a whole thing. I'm just saying that.
Well, I'm just telling the truth, dog. When does it end well for a fighter, huh?
For any fighter or for a pro boxer?
Whatevs.
I don't know enough pro boxers. I know Brian Valoria is doing very well for himself. I know there's plenty of people that are training. I know Bernard.
All right, well, AB has gone a different route. Got eight baby mama and can't really figure out what to do. You know, it sounds like somebody's paying him to hang out. If you think it's going to end bad for him, I don't know. I wouldn't wish that upon him. But, you know, I can see where you're coming from. Maybe someone like Rampage needs to rein him in a little bit so the guy doesn't run off the deep end, you know? The DUI type offenses or something, drunken bar fight or domestic or something can happen when you're partying all the time like that. You're right. You're absolutely right. But it's his life to throw away. And a lot of people are wanting to watch that. And so that's where we're at.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that there's going to be a shift. I think there's going to be a shift back.
Yeah. In the direction of streaming, because people like this, they like it. Yeah. There's going to be more well thought out streamers. There's going to be people who do a good stream that is educational and can both entertaining and unexpected. I can see this in the future, but all the traditional media people like yourself are still like hanging back and making fun of it and going, oh, this is terrible. But
I'm not making fun of it, dude.
You're taking this highbrow posture like it's Marilyn Manson and you're blaming him for shooting the school up.
I'm not
like
blaming anyone for anything. I'm just saying.
No, yeah, but what's the problem?
I'm just saying it's a fucking
thing. They're not entertaining.
Right.
Don't watch it. Phone has two buttons. It has a volume and a off, right?
Jason, you're the one being argumentative right now, bro.
Yeah, I am, because you're being strange about the streamer guys. I think that these kids, you could play an important role in their life to drag them up out of this low effort content. You can tell them how to write jokes. You can hang out with me and my guys and show what's up. Instead, you're just talking shit like we're fucking being successful for no reason. Like you're being rude about it.
I'm not being rude about it.
You're saying, hey, you're talking about guys that are my buddies and saying, he just gets knocked out on every stream. Buddy, he's got an audience. He's got an audience. So do you. So you play to your audience, he plays to his.
Yeah, and I'm not saying that he doesn't have an audience, Jason. I'm just saying that it seems like a lot of the audience that are it's the same people that when you were going through your shit of like being out of control, and they were egging you on.
This is awesome.
And I'm saying that's look where it got you. Okay.
Well, we need to educate the kids that that's what happens. So we need to let them know because the crowd is not going to change. You have to educate the kids to know what the crowd is doing. Yeah, I'll take those notes to them boys.
Talking about streamers and like some of this, like I don't know if you watch any of it, but a lot of these people on Kick, and I just say like my take is that it's sort of a dangerous culture where you got people that are egging on like the Adrian Broners who are getting fucking drunk all the time and getting themselves in trouble and the Dean the Great who are getting knocked out. I just don't know where this is going. I don't think it's necessarily a positive direction for young people and then Jason sort of taking the other way of like, they're making money, let them live their life. I'm just
sad that Schaub didn't take the route of getting knocked out for money. Cause I would have watched that all day long.
But what is your opinion on this whole streaming culture?
I don't even know what it is, man. Like I feel like I got left behind in like 2018. Like, I don't know anything about Kick. I don't know that you can make money playing video games. I see like Tiki smacking some black guy that doesn't matter. He's black, but Tiki knocking some guy out. It's probably the only guy Tiki's ever knocked out in his whole career. But I don't know what's going on, man. It's kind of the, the Steve will do it, anything to be famous stuff. But
yeah, yeah, no.
At the same time, though, they've got a lot more money than me, so they might be smarter than me.
No, they're doing something right as far as monetization, and there is an audience. I just think that we're playing a dangerous game of encouraging people to like, hey, do that. Do, you know, from what I'm seeing on the internet, it's like people acting like complete jackasses, or encouraging people like just to get. It just seems crazy to me. Bill, the whole streaming culture. Are you a fan?
I mean, of course not, because I can't monetize it yet. But if I was invested in these companies and I came up with a great idea like jiu-jitsu, car jiu-jitsu, then I'd love it.
Yeah, but that's at least an art form. I'm talking about just fucking people just going around like Adrian Broner, for example, and just eating fucking random girls' pussies and getting completely wasted and just someone getting knocked
out. But who's this guy?
He was like one of the best boxers in the world at one point, and now he's just a fucking lush online and just getting and his friend is getting knocked out every other third stream, and then he's bailing the guy out of jail, and people are like, "That's fucking awesome! Yay, go go!" And I'm like, "Where are we taking this? Where is this going to lead to?"
Yeah, it's pretty crazy when people volunteer, they mess with something and just get knocked out for a video.
I mean, I don't even mind them like grappling against UFC guys or whatever. I think it's kind of stupid of like influencer gets fucked up, but it's, I don't know. Maybe I'm too old and I'm just missing this. I honestly feel like Sean, I'm the same way where I feel like a lot of MMA or comedy has kind of moved on from where I'm at, you know, and it's kind of depressing at times where I feel like I'm not.
What do you mean by that? MMA and comedy has moved on. How
well,
so?
I just feel like this whole, like I was a big MMA fan and, you know, huge MMA fan. And then it just got into this whole era of the Nina drama era with Strickland and people just sort of, I just don't even in some ways even know how to categorize it, you know, where
you got old.
What was that?
You got old.
I got old, and I'm interested in like the fights, you know, the fights themselves, or even like the certain characters. And then now it's like my Twitter feed is Nina Drama putting her feet up and going, "What do you guys think of my feet?" Getting, you know, 55,000 comments. And then Dana White partying with the Nelk boys. And then, you know, last week it was one of the Nelk boys fighting Johnny Football at the Apex with some guy. And then Ray J getting knocked out in an MMA fight. And I'm going, where? I don't recognize any of this.
I knew this was going to happen.
We've been doing this for a while.
Finally here. I'm so glad I'm doing a Zoom fucking show in 2026. I'm so happy for this internet era, man. Thanks, Adam, for reminding me how beautiful life is right now.
I just wish, man, I wish it was like in my day. If you wanted to get knocked out for very little money in my day, you just signed with the UFC. So now it's all, you got to be screaming. So I don't know.
But yeah, I mean, I don't really recognize it. Look, I mean, I'm still a fan of the sport and I'll still watch good fights. I just feel like in some ways, like, did you watch the Apex thing with Aiden Ross streaming? I mean, I'm watching Ray J. Literally, Ray J had about a fight against some guy that does that meme where, like, you ever see that meme where it's like the black dude and he says something kind of funny and then everyone's like, oh,
got him.
Yeah, that. So he fought that guy. Who I guess his name is.
Did they have beef?
No, the guy's name was like something hot fire. This is how fucking old I am. Yeah. I don't know the guy's actually. So Ray J, the guy doesn't throw a punch the first round. Ray J is like chasing him around. And then the second round, the guy just throws a fucking like 1-2, knocks Ray J on his fucking ass, doesn't know where he is. The fight stopped. Then they interview Ray J and Ray J goes, "Yo, man, we had a plan. You didn't follow the script. You know how much money we lost just now?" And like, which people are looking into it, saying, did he do that on purpose? Because there was like betting on this fight. And then the next fight was Johnny Football, which is, what's his name? Johnny, you know, I'm talking
Manziel.
About. Yeah, Johnny Manziel fought one of Dana White's friends who was taking Adderall all night, pulling an all-nighter, didn't know any moves. Manziel just fucking tackled him, hit him 9 times, fight was over. And this was at the UFC Apex. This wasn't like barn fights or anything. This is like at the Apex has happened.
They just one barn fight.
Yes.
UFC sponsor this?
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. Which
made Dana White sat next to the fucking ring on a fold-out table with Hunter. What's Hunter's last name?
Hunter Campbell.
Okay, I just want to show everyone that Dana White and Hunter Campbell sat there and watched this travesty of mixed martial arts, this mockery of the sport, this spit in the face to every fan, every fighter who's trained his ass off, because some of those dudes on that card made 10,000 times what Sean McCorkle did in his entire UFC career.
I mean, to the point
where
they
still can't retire.
And they had Sean Strickland is doing commentary, right? And of course, so he.
I'm gonna tell you right here, this dumb motherfucker is a fat alcoholic, and
it's him and Takashi.
Takashi 6'9".
Yeah, boy. That's what's up. These motherfuckers be banging. Ray J got knocked out, put to the hospital, fucking 3 days, man. It's me, Takashi 6'9", boy.
Right. That's exactly.
I almost feel like I was there.
And the whole time, Sean's calling Takashi a pedophile. And I'm pretty sure yelling out the N-word, right? But with an A, right? And so the point, but then Strickland is so disgusted by the whole thing, he leaves. Going, this what? Is too dirty.
Yeah,
this is too dirty.
Like
for
a
me.
Fucking true American would. I would do the same thing. Going, so the main event. I just watched the post-fight announcement. I clicked the main event. Two fat alcoholics, bro. My old ass, man. My dad could beat both them motherfuckers in a fight, bro. These guys is fucking, bro, alcohol. You said it. The guy was partying all night, drinking. Bro, a mockery to martial arts, bro. A slap in the face.
And you know what? Ariel Helwani, I don't necessarily always agree with Ariel's takes, but Ariel the next day was like, you guys were UFC. They were all criticizing the Dana, the Gina Carano, Ronda Rousey thing, and then this is the bullshit you put on at the UFC Apex. And you know what? Ariel called it like it was. I mean, there is a place for this. I don't think the UFC. I mean, Apex is the place for this.
Apex is totally the place for this. Just like Zoom, it's an archaic relic of COVID that we're still working with.
Jason, so what's your point?
All right.
I mean, because I can't tell sometimes if you're for this or against this.
Exactly. Me neither, bro.
And I'm
He just wants to all be together in one room together, Adam. That's
you want
all.
Me to switch? You want me to?
No, okay, I don't.
Here I am.
I don't.
No, here I am. Oh, my goodness. Using the Apex Arena and Hunter and Dana being there made it official that the new way is influencer fighting. That's all we're going to be doing from now on. The influencers are not going to be doing coke all day. Now, from now on, they're going to be at a higher level. We see what happened with Ray J. We're going to have to do neurological, psychological, and old school pornography watching research before we do have any of the fighters sign. Okay? Kim Kardashian can't be involved in any of this.
Thank you, Jason, for this thought experiment. Okay.
What I mean is, I really believe that. It is influencer boxing and influencer MMA next. That is what's going to happen. It's just Johnny Manziel was the first man brave enough to go ahead and do it. Yeah. The rest of them boys are going to start trying to MMA. Okay. Hell yeah. I'm going to make sure that some of my influencers train MMA. Okay. And then later on, we're going to have real MMA fights with mixed martial artists. I can see a future where many men are renaissance men that are good at rapping. They're good at rapping. They're good at showmanship. They're good at fighting for real fighting, mixed martial arts, not fake WWE, real fighting. Okay. And then they are a personality that is also a fighter or vice versa. I can see a league like that happening, but it's not Dana and them. They're too old.
Bill, to Mayhem's point, and I could see what you're saying is you get the Johnny Manziels and the people or the Ray J's to every people tune in and then you throw in real fights in between.
No,
is
but I'm
kinda,
saying
is this kind of what comedy has become as well, where it's like we're booking
an influencer and then like a veteran comic in the middle to clean up the show.
But does it need that? I mean, does it actually do either of these art forms?
Yes.
Need that? Okay, Jason, it's all about money.
Everything is derived from is money incentivized, right? So if this is actually the thing that is making quick money, then like, what are you going to stop it for integrity, for the purpose of integrity from Dana White? I mean, that's not going to happen.
I mean, Sean, you were ahead of your time throwing on pillow fights and chicks having sex and whatever you were doing back in the day in Indiana before you got banned from Indiana. What are your thoughts about this?
I was just hoping Manziel would pull guard like early in the fight so he could once again be under the influencer. I don't know.
Hey!
Hey! That's where he feels most comfortable, under the influencer. I don't know who is paying for that, but like when I heard Manziel fought whatever that idiot's name is, Dana White's buddy, I thought like those guys can't be fighting cheap. I was like, there's no way it actually happened. I went immediately to YouTube. And I couldn't believe I hadn't heard it happen. And I don't know how they're paying for it. Those guys, I don't think Johnny Manziel's fighting for $10,000. I don't know what they're paying him, but it had to be quite a bit of money to fight.
They're private investors who just are like watching, jerking off from their.
But it was
like,
free. The event
room.
Was free to watch.
I got to talk to you about Game Time. Okay. Game Time. NFL playoffs. One of the greatest things you could do is go to an NFL playoff game. Okay. You get to go with other fans. You have fun. You take your family. Listen, Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets for events even easier. Game Time filters out the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on great seats. You don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets to find the best value, okay? Make it you can save time, and saving time is money. Time is valuable, all right? You pick an upcoming game. You browse through the ticket deals on Game Time Picks, and it's so easy. I do it all the time. I go to concerts on with Game Time. I go to NFL games. I go to WNBA games. Okay, you can go to MMA events. All right, they have curated deals that make it easier to find the best price to get great seats. They have the super deal, which is the best value for that event. You get the seat views, so you don't like stuck behind a goalpost or you're sitting in the parking lot. Whatever it is. They have the lowest price guarantee, and they have event cancellation protection, job loss protection, et cetera. All right, go to Game Time Picks. All right, they make it easier for sports, concerts, comedy, theater. They have all-in pricing. You get the seat views, you get ticket coverage, and you get the lowest price guarantee, or Game Time will credit you 110% of the difference. What are you waiting for, people? Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code CLNS for $20 off your first purchase. That's right. Create an account, redeem your code CLNS for $20 off. All right. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. I'm telling you, it's awesome. You're going to thank me later. Check it out right now. It was literally free.
No, but I'm saying who. It got paid for by somebody to happen.
Well,
so
we
I'm
have
saying
a girl who's
private
actually fighting,
in this company.
We have a girl who's actually fighting in the UFC this Saturday night. She is awesome. She's from Stockton. She's a badass. She's been through it. She's hot. In person, definitely hot. Because I was like, "Hey, how's it going?"
Bringing ugly UFC fighters out.
No. This girl's a catch. Chelsea Chandler, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Are you excited for this Saturday?
I'm excited. My weight's good, and I have a lot of energy, and I'm ready to go.
Now, this is a big fight for you. We got we're on a 2-fight skid. So, is this extra pressure for you to win?
A little bit, yeah. I mean, I need to win. I need to go out there and dominate and show why I belong in the UFC. So, there's a little bit of extra pressure, but I kind of pushed that on myself during camp. And there was days I didn't want to train, and I pushed myself, and I did above and beyond this camp. So I feel like I'm more prepared than I have been in quite a few fights. So I'm ready.
Where was the camp?
Stockton and Pleasant Hill at Caesar Gracie's, and Stockton at Stockton.
Well, my old rival camp, huh? What are you guys doing over there? That's pretty good. Hey, so how do you anticipate the fight going? Is it going to be a stand-up war? What's up? What are you doing for us?
I'm planning on taking her down and, you know, ground and pound and doing what I'm good at. I think that's where she's not great. So that's where I plan on taking advantage.
All right. So wow, what are your entries that you figure you're going to get in?
Don't reveal her.
Yeah, she might not watch this show. I mean, most MMA fans do. That's true. We are the leader.
Most fighters, they research on this show.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You know, all right, fine. Don't tell us the specifics, but what did you do in the camp to prepare for this?
A lot of wrestling, a lot of cage work, a lot of training, and a lot of sparring.
But you do have power. You have legit power. Like
Yes.
you've rocked girls in the past. Do you think maybe you relied too much on your power?
You know what? I feel like there's times where I kind of was like, you're gonna knock her out, and it shouldn't have been like a rush, because I feel like the girls that I actually hurt and caused damage to, I wasn't trying to hurt them. Like I'm still trying to hurt them, but I wasn't trying to, like, throw it as hard as I could. So I feel like when I'm more calm and I'm not really looking for the knockout is when it actually happens.
Did you
Yeah,
train
that's
with the
like the
Diaz brothers?
classic cliche. Oh, excuse me.
Sorry, did you train with the Diaz brothers for this?
No, I didn't. He was
Yes.
training for his own fight and this and that. And
Jason, what were you saying?
Oh, you mean Nate? Oh, so you saw Nate's camp?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I had my own camp going on, so.
No, but I'm saying you pass by each other in the gym.
No, I don't train at their gym anymore.
All
I'm
right.
saying, yeah, we have a Gracie Fighter Stockton.
I understand. Oh, okay. Because I was gonna say this guy looked like Hoist. Anyway,
Wait.
the thing I was saying was that cliche that you brought up, basically, it's like you don't look for it and then you find it,
Right.
It's interesting they're gonna try to ground and pound because you do have them sweet hands. So
Yeah.
it's like a weird thing where you can how early did you start boxing?
Well, when I was at the Diaz camp, it was always an important part of training. So I was doing that 3-4 times a week back then, and I still train that. I train every day boxing.
Well, what
And
I'm asking is, what were your first foray into striking? Do you train as a kid?
oh no. So I went to Thailand, and I took a year off of college and trained Muay Thai, and I fought
Oh,
out there and lived there for a year. So that, but
shows.
it's kind of funny because my Muay Thai, I'm actually regular, not orthodox. That's what I learned, but I'm a true southpaw. So
Really?
yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, so that means you have a few tools in the tool belt from both stances, huh?
Yeah, my
And
kids are much harder. And
your kids are harder from Southie or from Northpaw?
Orthodox.
Oh, got it, got it, got it. All right, how about your man? I'm into it. What are your wrestling though? You wrestle better on South or North?
I usually switch stance for my entry, so orthodox.
It's the best. Today I was going over it with the boys. Yeah, this switch step is odd. It's so easy to get in. Yeah.
Now, I know, more importantly, when I was in Thailand, I went to a ping pong show where a girl was shooting darts out of her vagina. And
Darts.
pink darts, and she got all the balloons, like tu-tu-tu, and then all the did have you ever been there, Chelsea?
Yes, I've been to Thailand, and I have seen what you're talking about.
How shocked were you when how good these girls were at shooting darts out of their
Is that
vagina?
just like a
They were.
common thing? Like you go to like the steakhouse and they have someone coming out shooting crap out of their vaginas? Like is it everywhere that both of you are like, oh yeah, totally.
Dude, I All right, Chelsea, would you like to answer this?
Well, it's been a while since I've been in Thailand, but they live they at the strip, they had literal ping pong shows. So you go there and there's girls doing all different types of tricks.
Dude, I'm not even kidding. Like, so you're walking on the street, and they go, the people hand you like a menu, right? And the menu says like, you can do pussy ping pong, pussy smoke cigarette, a pussy open bottle, pussy shoot balloon, pussy write letter, pussy chopstick, pussy razor blade, pussy blowing balloon, pussy egg,
Dude.
pussy
Hey,
cat.
why do you have this as your iPhone wallpaper?
I took a
It's a
picture of it.
screensaver.
I took a picture of it. Pussy blowing candle, pussy cup banana, pussy cracker, pussy needle.
Wait,
And then
wait, wait. Why was your nickname in that last one?
Pussy performs open heart surgery. Where is that?
Those sound like the notes of a private investigator following Brendan Schaub. Pussy brushed his teeth. Pussy went to the
Oh
store.
my God. Ah.
I swear to God, Bill. And then I went in there, and the girl was on stage and was like shooting darts, like I could never, like better than I could do with my hands with her vagina. Do. It was. I'm like I wanted to sponsor her for like America's Got Talent and like bring her back
Yeah.
because there
That's
was.
a shame that you can't.
There would be
Yeah,
no way.
I can't wait to see Heidi like going like this for pussy darts.
Why can't that be a Vegas show?
And
For
he's a
real.
big black dude still hosted, where he's like, you know what I mean? He's back, she's back warming up, and he's like standing there wiping a sweat rag on his head.
Meanwhile, Chelsea's like, can we talk about the fight?
Chelsea, are you fighting or what? Like, you know, tell us.
Chelsea, am I what?
I apologize. So you still have the boyfriend? Are you still married?
Yes, I have my fiance. We're basically married. Yeah.
Wow. How long has this been for?
Me too.
We've been together like 2-3 years.
Same guy that I met at my comedy show?
No, that wasn't my boyfriend, but that was my coach.
Oh, that was your coach. Yes. And then you still have the cauliflower ear, right?
Huh?
Do you still have the cauliflower ear?
No, I never have.
Oh, or did your coach have it?
Yeah, coach had it.
Oh, got it. Yeah, got it. All right.
I feel like people that get the cauliflower ear, this I kind of.
Why don't women get cauliflower ear the same way that men do?
Okay,
this is a genetic thing, right?
No. I have like a, what is it? I don't know. The way I look at it is most of the people that I see that have cauliflower ear play bottom a lot, like jiu-jitsu, and they're in between the legs rubbing their head like this all
no!
every
no!
single person, I swear.
No, man.
No way.
No,
look at Jason's ears.
Get out of here. My ear's ugly because everyone tried to headlock me, and I wrenched my head out of there, and my ear would always get stuck. And instead of do the sensible thing and wait, I would just rip my head out of there. I don't care.
Yeah. Mine came from single legs. Literally, my head on the inside, head on the end thigh.
Yeah, he got it from their genitals rubbing on his ear.
So, all right. So we got a big fight Saturday night. It's a great card. The card is actually this. You guys know who's fighting Saturday?
No.
This actually might be one of the better cards in a long time. And I was like, holy shit! And I was so happy to to find out you're on it, Chelsea. So it's Bilal Muhammad versus Gabriel Bomfim is the main event. Who's Gabriel's 19-1 fighting Bilal. And then Brendan Allen is fighting Edmund Shahbazyan. That's a good fight. It's a really good fight. And then Bryce Mitchell, our guy, Bryce Mitchell is fighting 8-0 Santiago Luna. Happy that Bryce is fighting during Pride Month. I know how he's a big fan of that. And
it's
then
funny, he's fighting a guy with Moon, and Bryce Mitchell thinks the Moon is fake. So
of course, Matt Schnell versus Alessandro Costa is a good fight. Marcus McGee is on the card. He's a good fighter. Bruno Silva is on this fight. And then Chelsea Chandler, who they don't even give you a picture, Chelsea.
I got a question. For Chelsea. Look, why are we talking shit about all those comedians at the Kevin Hart roast?
I think that's a handler.
Although Chelsea Chandler does sound like a porn star who's spoofing Chelsea Handler.
Yeah! Talking to the microphone.
I always get weird. There's also a weather reporter named Chelsea Chandler, so I'll get people asking me about the weather too.
Yeah!
Can I ask a really naive question? And I swear to God, this is not me being sexist or anything like that.
Go ahead.
I always thought that when women get punched in their chest, it's very painful. So as a fighter, do you just bind it so tight that you don't feel getting punched the same way?
No, I never really felt pain there.
Isn't that a thing that women feel pain when they get punched in the titty?
I don't. I mean, unless I guess they got big ones with implants, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Bam, let me punch you in the tit.
Aren't you happy to this podcast? So far, we talked about the pussy stuff. You getting punched in the tit.
Okay, now let's talk about the butthole. Now, when you're training.
Huh?
Yeah, please don't nothing about the butthole. All right, so Chelsea, you're fighting a girl. I feel like they're trying to bring this other girl up a little bit. And I want you to play spoiler on this. Okay, well, actually, this girl's 13-8. So you're 6-4. She's 13-8. Her name is Zombie Girl. She's from Brazil. You got legitimately power in your hands. It says you're from parts unknown. It doesn't tell you when, according to this, doesn't say when you were born. You don't have a picture. Very mysterious.
Yeah, great manager there, Chelsea.
Yeah. Hey, you know, you go to the UFC website, I think it's up to date, but
oh, good.
MMA Junkie, I guess not.
Good, good, good. Well, I am excited for you, Chelsea. I, you know what? You know what I like about you? Chelsea was the girl. Remember, she got hit and then she fucking took off running. And then it was like, and then she made a whole thing about it. Like she put like a, you're probably wondering how I got here. And you handle that so fucking cool.
Yeah, no, what do you mean? It was like a valid thing to do in the fight. Like I was like, ha, there's no really other way for you to get out of that situation.
The only thing I wish I would have done was like a spinning back fist or something.
I know. I always like, oh, right, damn, I wish I would have done this. Yeah, I know.
That would have been sick, but yeah.
You should play into that. You should bust that out again. You know, you go into a double leg, run it. If they defend well, just keep running and then stop back fist. I think it's dope. I think it's dope.
That would be nice.
It'd be like a callback. You have your own callback.
That's a technique, a strategy even.
Well, Chelsea, I'm going to be rooting for you. Can I buy a t-shirt from you off your website or anything? You sell any merch?
I'll send you something. Give me your address.
No, I want to buy it. I want to
be in on that list. I'll take the free shit. You said he'll buy whatever.
Now, every fighter that comes on the show, they win their fight. I hope you know that, Chelsea.
It's true.
You're going to win, guys.
Okay? Hell yeah.
You are 100% going to win. We're all rooting for you. And get back to training. And good luck, Chelsea.
Thank you, guys.
Take care.
God bless you.
Bye.
What else? Well, every fighter comes on your show, they lose afterwards, Adam. But
pretty
I didn't want to say.
Obviously, we don't care.
She's so sweet. Such a fucking cool chick.
Yeah.
All right. So, but do you watch the Real American Freestyle Wrestling?
I liked.
It was really
how
good.
How about Armand hitting that guy with the fucking 19 punk? He just did that spin, that fucking dag, or Armenian, I don't know. Hit him with the Armenian death roll. You didn't see it? He gut-wrenched the guy six times.
Armand beat, I saw Frankie Edgar lose to Marab.
Teched, bro. That guy hit him with so many. Bro, Marab is the sickest wrestler, dog. That shit is, he is a very creative and strong man simultaneously.
It's also hard to watch these guys. I mean, Frankie's what, 43, 44? You know, he's 42. It's kind of, but now I don't understand. They're bringing in Chimaev, right? Who's arguably one of the best wrestlers in UFC. I mean, and his first match is against Dylan Danis in wrestling.
Yeah, so?
In wrestling, like
you need a crazy guy to showcase what Kazemat can do to remind everybody that Kazemat's the baddest ass motherfucker. And nobody knows right now because Drake just got in on the call.
Yeah, but don't you think that's? I mean, he's just gonna destroy Dylan Danis. It's not even gonna be close.
Nah, I mean, yeah, but I think that Dylan Danis will defend better than you think. He'll like do some weird stuff. He'll get tacked, I think. He'll get worked. But I think Dylan Danis is gonna have a game plan and try to make it an exciting fight.
But isn't Chimaev like a world match, class? Match, isn't he a world class wrestler?
Yeah, how does Dylan Danis get that fight?
No, I'm going to tell you what, though. Here's what's up with Kazmat Chimaev. He's changed his style a bit. And, you know, you're saying, oh, the best wrestler. Okay, what? If the best wrestler is only kickboxing, his skills are not going to be sharp like they once were. Once you're an elite wrestler, yeah, great, you're an elite wrestler. But it's a very specialized skill. And if you're just doing MMA, that's a different game. It's very different wrestling.
Yeah, but Dylan Danis' highest level is high school wrestling.
But also it's sure. not, but it's a what? A freestyle match.
Yeah.
So whatever. It'll be a nice fun one for us to watch. It's what you call a showcase for Kazmat. Dylan's not supposed to do good, but if he does, he'll get the respect of the crowd.
Max Payne Griffin, what do you think about the Real American Freestyle between Dylan?
What up, man?
How are you, man? So it's gonna be Chimaev versus Dylan Danis in Real American Freestyle Wrestling.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Hamzat?
Yeah, is this gonna be competitive or it's gonna be a
I mean, Danis is probably trying to put his money where his mouth is, but what weight is it at? Anyway, no,
that's the question, right? Yeah, what weight?
I don't even know. That's another good question. I mean,
it got to be around 180 or 190 something, right? They both don't want to cut weight, and they'll just walk in on the day.
But am I wrong, or does Shmaev have some kind of world-class wrestling credentials? Or am I
I think you just bought into the UFC's hype.
You're supposed to, right?
When he was eight, and you're like, you know what? He's a world class wrestler.
Oh no, but Dagestani wrestling is way, you know, they're fucking high level, high level. Just the high schools there would smash some Jake junior colleges here. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's also Ben Askren's coming back, and he's wrestling.
I saw that. He's wrestling Bilal.
Oh man, I want to wrestle him. What the fuck? No new lungs though? That's crazy, bro. Cybernetic lungs.
I mean, look, my heart's gonna be with Askren. Everyone's rooting for Askren in this.
Where are your lungs gonna be? My lungs are gonna be with him.
Hey, no, that's wild, dog. Hey, if he cut, well, Ben Askren is an American hero. I'm not even lying because that's crazy to come back
is
from.
Is Askren all right? Yeah, he's all right.
He got a Kenyan marathoner's lungs.
Maybe he's all that's like man. Matt Hughes or something.
He was stuck in the hospital for a long time.
So Max Griffin, you are a legend. You've beaten fucking so many people. All your fights are competitive. Even the ones that you didn't get win, they're all... And then the UFC just cut you.
I heard you're looking for a job, Max.
What happened?
I'd like to hire you.
I'm looking for a job. Yeah, they released me, you know?
Did they say why?
It is what it is. They said the last performance.
And what happened in the last performance? Talk to me about it.
I fought this new guy. I felt I beat him. You know?
Okay. Oh, I see. I didn't see the match, so yeah. I thought I beat him.
I did way more damage. Yeah, I did way more damage. It was short notice. I was ready though. I put the hands on him. My only damage was a little cut on my that they super glued. His face looked like hamburger.
It did.
I cracked him so many times, fucking.
Yeah.
You know, and I lost, so I don't know. I can hear
you're disheartened, man, but I don't think you should be, you know? Especially if the fans kind of felt like, oh, he could have went your way, you know, and they cut you over that. They're just trying to save some money because they know you're good and a veteran and can beat them guys. So it's terrible that the decision didn't go your way, but don't hang your hat too heavy on it, you know?
Yeah, thank you, bro. Yeah, shout out to you. I'm a big fan, bro, for all the shit you've done.
Yeah, God bless.
But I feel good, man. Of course, I was, you know, sad for a little bit, for a day or a few hours, but I'm straight. I'm big opportunities. I'm very excited. Now I have free range to do whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
Fight anywhere. There's some big fights out there.
What's your management team saying? Like, what are they saying? Like, you know, because there are a lot of new opportunities out there. There's some new content. You know, it's a different world out there now. But what are you thinking? What's your team thinking?
You know, I mean, MVP's around. Scott Coker's having a new promotion. They got Bare Knuckle.
Of course. I just like to take this moment to announce that I'm jumping into the promotion game myself. But first, with Armored MMA League, okay, and Armored Combat, that's my partners wanted to do that. I said, hey, whatever you guys want to do.
You talking like so, armor, like
yes,
weapons,
yes,
weaponry.
Medieval fight. Yes, I am throwing medieval fights. It's true.
Did you
ask him
the question
room.
Just to announce your own announcement?
I forgot. I never announced it. So I might as well do it on the best MMA podcast.
Thank you.
On
Thank
Earth.
You.
Okay?
Thank you.
But Max, you're not, I know you're not trained for this, and I'm just thinking out loud here because, you know, you're going to go overseas? You're going to go to May MVP? You know what? I don't know.
I have to heal up. My hands are hurt. The only damage I did to myself, I have 9 strains and sprains in one hand. I hit that motherfucker so many times in his hard ass head, bro. Oh. I'm crazy.
You also looked great for that fight. Now, you said you got sober for the fight, right?
Yeah, yeah. And then now I'm high as.
Oh my God, bro. I remember you said they were saying that you got sober, you quit doing drugs, you quit drinking, you were in the best shape of your life. Are you gonna go now? Think maybe you should go back to drugs before fights? Is that
drugs? Yeah.
Hey man,
at least weed. I don't drink.
All right.
I don't drink. I haven't drank in 2 years.
Oh, good. Okay, good, good.
Yeah,
that's
I don't drink.
That's the one that will crash you out, Max. Hey, you know, I was pretty good, except if I don't get drunk a little too much, hey, the guy pop off to me, oh, fantastic. Would you like fisticuffs? I am very good at this. Be careful. And there you go. You go do a couple years in the clink, and you'll figure it out.
All right, so, Max, we're not going to
No, straight up.
No, listen. But look. You are a champion. You came from nothing. You started off, you had a rough go in the beginning, and you built yourself up. You got all the way to the UFC. You beat fucking, I mean, the people that you beat are ridiculous. You beat Mike Perry, you beat this guy, you beat that guy. You're an amazing fighter. So we're not looking at this as like, you know you're going to bounce back.
Yeah. No, for sure. For sure. The land of opportunity for me. I'm really excited.
Hey, no, but Make some real money. Adam, let this guy wallow in his fucking anguish, okay? He's fucking pissed. He's a real competitor, bro. You let him fucking be mad and sad and all that shit for a little while, but we're going to check back in with you, Max. We don't want this to be like the end of the thing, right? You're too good for that.
No, for sure. No, and I appreciate it. And then we got some big shit coming. I'm excited. I'm really excited. I was really considering some bare knuckle shit. We had a couple talking to people, and I was really running through it in my mind for a few seconds. I was like, wow, you know, you're really just fading. You're really just fighting. It's really just fucking fighting, you know? And then I even talked to the homie, Perry, Mike Perry. I hit him up.
Yeah.
He said, basically, congrats on, you know, free agency.
Yeah,
and he said, get a couple big wins, and then he'll come put an end to it.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's great.
That's his nice way of talking shit.
That's it. Shout out
to Mike. I beat him back in 2018, I want to say, Orlando.
Run that shit back, Max. Run it back. Oh, man.
I'm actually working on Max. I'm working on, because I just did a trip for the military. I went to Japan, Korea, Guam, and... They were talking to me about bringing fighters over there, but you can't have any kind of arrest.
I'd love to.
You don't have any arrests, right?
I'm good.
Okay, good. Good, good.
I'm good. Yeah. I just visited a juvenile hall. I wasn't sure if they were going to let me in there, but they let me in. We in there. So, yeah, I'm straight.
Because I'm like organizing a thing where I could bring fighters over there to like teach seminars. I think Frankie Edgar might do it, and... So Max Payne.
I'd love to, man. I have time too, you know, right now. So.
And then how's the wife and the kids?
Good. Kids good. Wife's good. Yeah, man. Summer's about to hit. Kids are about to be out of school. Fuck, got a 15-year-old. That's fucking crazy, man. Mr. fucking Pool, you know? Fuck, man. It's been fun.
Do him and his friends love watching fight stuff?
Yeah. My son said, you know, I'm coming to train with you these next 2 weeks. He lives with his mom again on the weekends, but he's like, I'm coming to train these next 2 weeks. I hope you're ready. I'm like, all right, motherfucker.
Is he wrestling or doing jiu-jitsu?
He's been in it his whole life.
Nice.
Just around it. I mean, he was in it before, you know, when I was still at West Coast fighting, he was there, you know? So it's crazy that my kids are around this fight life. You know, it's a blessing.
So. Yeah, and then you're there to coach.
What's up with you?
Things are good, man. Any new specials?
How's the family?
Family's good. I got hired to write jokes for the president, for Trump. So I did that.
Really?
Yeah, so I did that recently. But it got shot up. It was for the White House press conference. So, but he actually tweeted this was going to be the most inappropriate speech of all time. So
what's your best one? What's your best joke you're most proud of from that?
Now it's like back on in July. So I don't want to like ruin it. So that was, but I had a bunch.
Come on, say your best joke anyway.
I had a bunch of them. Like I had like Nancy Pelosi's husband would have been here, but he got too hammered last time.
That's funny.
So it was,
shit.
So that was cool. And then, just, you know, grinding away, did some stuff for the military. I've just been traveling a lot, spending time with the kids, you know, same thing. But yeah, it was cool writing for the president. That was actually, and then you know, I write for Gutfeld, which is the number one show on television right now. So it's the number one late night show.
Yeah, that's what I read.
So that's pretty cool. But it's taken up like so much time. They give me like 100 topics a night, and then I got to go through every single article, come up with the jokes, come up in the morning. It's just, you know, but that's the thing. It's like the reason why we beat
a lot
Kimmel and Colbert, like they have like 30, 40 people on their staff, 50 people. Like even that picture of like Colbert had like hundreds of people on their staff. We had like 6 writers, and we beat them because we're all just, I have that wrestling mentality of just grind, and like, you know, don't stop until the job is done. It's not about like, it's not about hours. It's it's like making shit happen. So that's what I'm doing. But I'm super proud of you, man. And I will contact you about that Armed Forces Entertainment thing. And
please,
that up, brother.
Please, chin high, brother. Chin high. You've always been solid. Always been solid, bro. From the gate, from then till now. Proud of all your success, and
you too, brother.
Tap in.
Absolutely. Well, take care, brother.
Yeah. Peace.
All right, that was Max Griffin. How's it going? You missed an earlier podcast. Me and Mayhem got into an argument over streaming culture. It was like he took it very personally. That I
really?
All I said was like I think it's just. Sometimes, like, I think kids need good influences, you know, and positive role models. And I'm not sure that these kids are doing it. I mean, maybe some of them are, but they're not streaming and like, let's go help out the elderly, or let's go, let's go stream and coach kids. Or it seems like let's be fucking horrible to people. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm only watching the highlights of it. So maybe I'm not watching the, all of it.
So well, also that's your algorithm. So obviously you're drawn to it in a weird way too, you know?
Yeah. I'm trying to do less. I'm trying to stay. It's like it's such a fucking weird thing where I'm trying to do less internet, less social media, you know, be more present. Cause I'm not present enough, Bill, like with my wife, even with my child, I'm really working on like putting the phone away. Cause the worst thing to hear your kid say is, "Daddy, get off the phone." Dave.
I know it's the worst.
But at the same time, we're not drawing people to shows without the phone.
I know.
It's like the phone is what's getting people to come to the shows, and it's constantly updating and putting out new shit and editing. But I'm just trying to like, actually, what's the name? Had a decent saying. What's the guy? What's the name's always making fun of McCorkle? Brendan Schaub. He said post and ghost. I actually like that. Just post and get the fuck away from your phone. So anyway, but then I'm also dealing with I actually wrote down notes of things that I wanted to talk about, which we got to some of them, but I always think nothing good's going to last. Like, I don't know if you have that. I don't know. It's from when my mom leaving when I was 3 years old and then not having a mother growing up and having a stepmother that I didn't get along with. But I always feel like nothing is real or it's all going to end.
I feel like nothing is good, period. But nothing is good going to last. What like in particular in your life, what is not going to last?
Well, I just think I'm going to like, if I say something, I'm going to lose this, or, you know, my wife's going to leave, I'm going to fuck that up, or I'm going to lose custody of my kids somehow, I'm going to lose the Gutfeld job, and then I'm going to lose the job here. I'm going to get fired. I always have this, and it's a terrible mindset to have. It's probably like the worst mindset of like, we're not good enough, or all of this is going to end. Yeah. So I'm working on not having that mindset of,
but it's also good because on one hand, it makes you probably behave better than you might if you were just like, nothing can touch me.
Yeah, I mean, look, whenever I go into a set going, I got this, or this, that's when the bad sets happen, you know, or you always have to respect your opponent. And sometimes your opponent is how good your performance is. So I'm always going into like every Gutfeld show going, all right, no, I don't have it in the bag. Like, I don't have this. I have to earn it. Like, don't expect anything. You know, it's hard. It's a lot of pressure. I mean, even writing for the show, it's like, okay, we get, you know, 200, I mean, literally 100 articles a night. And I'm like, oh, fuck, I can't come up with anything. Like, I got nothing. And then all of a sudden.
What do you do when you have writer's block? topical stuff.
Well, a lot of it is like, all right, so I have their topics and then I have to search. Sometimes I'll just search for my own topics. I'll go on the New York Post or I'll go on the Daily Mail and then something will come up, you know? And then, because then I get into that silly mode of the zone of like, boom, 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 boom. And then some days I'll get out of the monologue, you know, out of the 8 jokes, I'll get 6 in. Or out of the 10 jokes, it's 9. But I'm also writing 25. And people think, and, you know, it sounds like, look, this is not, I know it would be harder. Every time I fucking talk on my own podcast, I think, shut the fuck up and stop complaining. Because you're not out digging ditches, or you're not out doing construction, or you're not out, you know, there's a lot harder jobs out there. You know, and so if anyone's listening to this, I'm not complaining, and I'm blessed, because there are not a lot of writing jobs out there. And the fact that I have one of them, I also want to keep it, but I also want to earn it. Like I'm up to 4 o'clock in the morning every night and then up at 7, because that's when that's when the notes come in and they're like, I'm getting 3-4 hours a night sleep, you know,
Jesus,
at most sometimes maybe 4 or 5.
This is every night you have to do this
5 days a week. And then when I'm on an airplane, it's last week, it was like, okay, fly to do a get back from Japan on Saturday. So that was a 16-hour flight from Japan to from Singapore to the San Francisco to the US. That get back on Saturday, fly to New York Sunday, write 25 jokes, fly to New York on Tuesday. So Monday, write all the jokes, do the show Gutfeld. While I'm on the show, write jokes for the show, write some of Greg's jokes, write that, get home from that, write another 20 jokes. Get on a plane, go to Ohio, do the show in Ohio, drive an hour from Detroit to Ohio, drive back, write jokes on the airplane. Don't sleep because the jokes are coming in. I'm holding my eyes open because that's how much I want to fucking sleep, and I can't. Drink coffee. Come in. Send them in. Take a nap for 2 hours. Wake up. I'm home. It's like every night. And a lot of the jokes aren't being used. That's the frustrating part, is you write 25 jokes and
I'm sure.
21 are just like, so, or, you know, I'm giving them like, okay, here's 7 punchlines for the joke. Here's 7 different directions the joke can go to. And then need a new punchline comes in the morning. And you're like, but that's what it is. It's the
great. That's the job. Yeah.
It's not the Adam Hunter show, you know? So I'd have to remind myself that. So anyway, but I mean, these are just things that I'm like, but also being in Japan was an eye-opening experience, because we went to Hiroshima. And see, have you been to Hiroshima?
No.
Seeing where we dropped the bomb and seeing all the kids that were affected and all the pictures and the fucking clothes of the kids. And when I say heartbreaking, it was like gut-wrenching. And then they have a gift shop also, which is weird. So that was that. And then I got booked Saturday to do a show at a birthday party. This woman's like, hey, my husband's the biggest fan of yours. I threw him a surprise birthday party, but he's like an aeronautics. He like makes bombs for the military. Will you show up, bring out the cake? He doesn't know it's a comic. They gave me a microphone with a speaker attached to it. I showed up holding a birthday cake. And then doing my comedy act and then roasting everyone at the birthday party. That was Saturday night in Newport
Beach. That is Adam Hunter in a nutshell. That is your wheelhouse, dude.
That was Saturday. And it went really well. And the lady used to work for a huge management company. Of course, not anymore. But she said she's going to get me meetings and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Anyway, are you voting for Spencer Pratt, or are you voting for Bass? Or
I honestly don't know how you can't vote for Spencer Pratt. At the very least, like, just give it a shot, because LA is a fucking cesspool. I was actually thinking that, like, I got really high last night and I was like, it's so redundant to be high in LA right now, because this town is just such, like, you're at the Laugh Factory telling jokes next to a homeless encampment. You know what I mean?
They're outside, like, we spend so much money on this house, like, beyond money. I walk outside, there's people just laying out there, people living in the cars next door, people living in the broken down stolen car over here. Then you go to the park, and it really is naked homeless people running around the fucking park. He's not exaggerating. Like, he believes he's exaggerating. And then someone drove into my house. Took, they never found the guy. Like, I found the guy in 6 seconds because his car was lodged in my fucking house. And the guy ran out. And then I called the police. Guy picks up, volunteer sheriff. I'm like, fuck, volunteer sheriff. Then I go down to a police lineup. They hold up a picture of like six black people. And they're like, which one did it? And I'm like, I don't, it was nighttime. I saw the guy from
Fort. Can they smile? Yeah.
Dude. So that it was like, and then that lady who fucking robbed me of $2,400 of plane tickets. Like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. I went down to one police station. The guy took a thing. Next thing I know, oh, we've got the wrong police station. Call this person. Now it's like the California, like now it's like literally a federal crime almost. Cause she did all these fucking people, but,
oh wow.
But it just, nothing gets that. There was a guy with a machete at my last place, like in the pool, yelling the N word, fucking wielding a fucking machete. Right. So we call the police, please come. And they're like, I'm like, dude, they're like, well, we can't take him down because he didn't actually break any laws. But if you want to press charges, you're going to have to go down. And
good,
and
I'm like, Lord.
I'm like, fuck it. So then you want me to fucking press charge? He's going to have a machete in me. I go, listen to the police officer. You guys can leave. Okay. Because he stopped for a little. I go, but it's going to get worse. This guy's crazy. He has a machete. And he, within 3 hours, he was on top of his balcony with his fucking sword, yelling all this stuff. They had to call a SWAT team, close up the whole block, and then fucking shoot him out. Yeah, that's what we're dealing with. And I was like, I told you so. It's so fucking bad. I think Don Fry is here. Don, right? Is that hour and 9 minutes late? Yeah. By the way, so my wife, so when I was in like Japan and Singapore, dude, there were so many massage parlors and I like walk past them because I'm just like, I don't need fucking the temptation. You know, even though I have self-control.
But don't you think like that is like almost not, I changed my opinion on this. I'm not married, but I think that's almost not cheating.
You know what? If my wife said it wasn't cheating, I would think it was not cheating too. But the fact that she thinks it's cheating. Because it's not like, it's just, you could say, well, it's like a muscle being released. That's how certain cultures look at it, of like your dick is just stress being released. Right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, she would think, if the guy was finger blasting my wife till she squirted, I would probably think that was cheating. No, I'm not probably. I would assume that's cheating. Okay.
That's a weird way to tell people that your wife's a squirter, Adam, by the way.
She's not a squirter, okay. But I'm just saying, I'm just trying to use it for comedic effect. Okay. So I like come home and I'm like, hey, we should do a role play where like you be the masseuse and I'll come in. So, okay. So I lay down. She's like, hey, so she's giving massage. She goes, well, would you like a happy ending? But now I don't want her to think that I go to fucking massage parlor. So I was like, well, I would, but I'm married, you know?
Okay, this is a joke, Adam.
No, this is true. No, she's like, I go, but if I wasn't married, if I get divorced, I'll totally come here. What the fuck do you mean if you get divorced? How many people did you tell
the fuck up. That is not a real story.
Yeah, it really went fucking.
We have to say on stage because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. I believe it.
So then that got into like,
I did role play with my girlfriend when I was like, she was like the naughty nurse thing. You ever did the naughty nurse? I'm a sick patient. She brings me to this waiting room and then she just never came back. And she said, then later she said it was because of Obamacare.
Oh, that's hilarious. I told my wife, I'm like, let's play a thing where you're drowning and I just leave. And then she was like, that didn't go well either. And by the way, the people that were like, because the thing is like me writing for Trump, I didn't even like post about it because people just fucking get on mad. But I would write for Biden too. If Biden hired me,
of course you would.
Or fucking Kamala, I would write for, I'm a fucking comedic writer. Like, you want to hire me, I will write jokes for you. I mean, I'm not going to, you know, write for Bin Laden or something, but he's dead allegedly. But yeah. So anyway.
But according to them, Trump is worse than Bin Laden.
Of course. If you went out and said, who's worse, Donald Trump or Bin Laden in California, what do you think you would get? 70-30?
Yeah, 50-50 maybe. I don't know.
50-50. All right, some news stories. So I don't know if you guys know who Bonnie Blue is? Don, she's the girl that slept with 1,000 people in 24 hours, right?
No, I don't know.
Well, now she's having...
I don't think I ever will.
Well, now she's having a baby shower, but she wants guys to... She's having a baby golden shower where she wants guys to come and pee on her during her baby shower. Would you attend this, Bill?
Yeah, I'm really going to... Oh, my God. That's why I thought when I saw the picture of her with the 1,000 guys or whatever it was, I'm looking at these guys like, who are these fucking guys that signed up and probably paid money or whatever the fuck it is to be a volunteer, to be, I'm $9.99. What are you? I'm $7.42.
Well, if I had one of those, like, you know how like at Disney, you could cut the line for like
fast pass.
Yeah. If I had a fast pass and you were number one, like I would say that's better than being like number like 640 or something, you know. But
yeah, but so there's probably like a waiting list for people to go pee on her, and like it makes me think like these are just people that you see at Trader Joe's, just normal people walking around or signing up to be on the pee squad for Bonnie Blue.
Have you ever peed on a girl?
I never have. No.
Don?
Yeah, when I was in college and we were tubing down the river, you know, girl was sitting in between my legs. You know?
That doesn't count.
It doesn't count. Wait. Everybody does that.
Yeah.
Wait, you were tubing down, you were peeing, you stood up on the to pee on the...
No, he's sitting in the tube laying with his, you know, beer, and she's between his legs.
Oh.
He peed on her back. That doesn't really count.
Well, because you had to go. Got it. Yeah. All right. So there's a new toy company called Make It Brown, for $250, it turns white toys black. So it's
they do the opposite for free.
It's three fifths. It costs 3/5 the amount to go the other way.
This is a singer, Keyless. My milkshake brings. So she wants. So like they have like Woody from Toy Story, and then they have some of the black toys are like Super Mario Brothers. Instead of Princess Peach, it's Princess Peaches. But why $250? It's a lot. I mean, who's going to buy a toy for their kid for $250 to make it brown?
Somebody's real stupid.
No, what you meant to say, Adam, is like, what black family can afford a toy for $250?
Or black family? Who's spending $250 to paint their toys black? I don't know.
How many toys are getting stolen and then getting returned into to be black? Do you have to have proof of purchase with it?
I don't know. That's a question. I wouldn't say it's a good question. All right. So a Chinese AI startup claims it can interpret pet speech. So it can tell you what your dog is saying.
Your dogs and cat are like, help, release me. Free me.
Don't eat me.
Motherfucker, it's time to eat. Give me some ripple and give me some dips. I'd be good.
You know, I knew these news stories were going to be dangerous, but at the same time, hilarious. Yes.
A Chinese company with making dogs and cats talk. That's just right there. You know what I mean?
So women in the Hamptons are now paying tens of thousands of dollars for vaginal procedures in order to have the tightest vagina in town. So, yeah, it's called like...
Can you give me the link for that place? I'm not even kidding.
Really?
Yeah, I know some people.
One's called the G-Shot.
Yeah, the G-Shot. I told her to get the G-Shot.
You actually heard of this?
Yes. I know a woman, a friend of mine, say this woman, let's say, she's getting a little older. Her vagina may not be the most elastic. This is my friend telling me. And then my friend recommends she do the G-Shot. She take the G-Shot.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she got so mad at me and then like said she didn't want to talk to me anymore because my friend. No, but why is that bad? I think that's good. Women should get that pussy tight.
You told the girl you were dating that her vagina was too loose.
Yeah, you told her. Yeah, you told her it's still loose, honey. Go get another shot.
Yeah, I did tell her like, I said you're getting older, so maybe a shot in the vajayjay.
Was your penis falling out of it? I mean, how big was this vagina?
No, my dick is huge. It's like huge. Manhole. It's tremendous. No, it's manhole. Not. It's not like. No, Adam, you know my dick is huge. But it's that, it's just like, you know, it's just older and like, you know, she didn't been Kegeling enough, maybe. Maybe a little G-shot. What's wrong with that?
You can't tell a girl her vagina is too big, dude. That I mean, that's
ridiculous. I didn't say it that way. I just said, hey, it's like working out. It's like taking your pussy to the gym.
Don, you ever have a kind of problem with a girl?
Yes. Hey, honey, you got a big pussy. Hey, honey, you got a big pussy. She said, you didn't have to say it twice. I said, I didn't.
I love that joke. That's great.
So, now, did you say it to the pussy and hear an echo?
Is that, yeah, exactly. That's a joke.
That's hilarious. So Graham Plattner, who's the main candidate with the Nazi, the guy running for Maine, I don't know if you're following this, Bill. He's a Democrat. He's in first place. And he's got a Nazi tattoo, which he covered over, right? And then he says all these crazy things.
Which he didn't know. He didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo, though.
He didn't know. But coincidentally, he hates the Jews.
Anyway. Well, now he's been sexting 12 women.
Nice.
And his wife defended him, made a video defending him, saying they're in couple, saying he's seeing three therapists.
Oh, and he's fine now because he's seeing three. Okay.
And she's the same, and they're in couples therapy. They married 3 years, and he's been there for her lows, her highs and lows. This guy's not going to make it to the November, right? I mean.
When did this come out with the 12 girls?
This week, a couple days ago.
Wow.
Democrats are pretty stupid. So,
yes.
He's got a good shot.
I don't see it happening. I mean, they got to get somebody else. He's losing all the women. I mean, the women are just not – because they thought they found a guy.
Using their phone number?
The joke I wrote was when he was texting girls, he was like, you want a 69? And let's take a romantic trip to Auschwitz. And I want to invade you like Poland. Or I want to make you Mein Kampf. I had like a bunch of them. How many times am I going to make you come? 9. In California, a transgender high school athlete won 2 track and field titles, right? But now they're doing a thing where if you lose to a transgender, you get to share the podium, the same spot. So
the second person gets to be.
Yeah. So you guys are together.
That means fourth place gets to be third, which I like.
Really?
I just like the fourth person gets to get on this podium. That's the only thing I like about it.
Yeah. But I mean, they're the same podium. Like now they're just together. Just have a different, have a trans category. I mean, just have a trans category. Even if you're the three people, you're the look wrestling. At one point, now it's female wrestling is the hottest sport. At one point, there was like 4 girls in a weight class or 4 girls. Yeah. I mean, just have a trans category. I think that's because sharing the podium is not the answer. Don, you think?
Push them off. You know, keep the competition going.
I mean, right now, that is the best option next to pushing them off is to have the trans person come up there and like, you know, so it's like, here's the regular one. And because you can't, the other options, the trans person is 1 and then 1 is 2 and 2 is 3 and 4 is left out. So it's a little bit better than that, right? At least it's acknowledging that it's something's different.
Yeah.
What's the award?
Not pretending that it's
what's
normal.
The award? An attached dildo?
Yes, you got a giant gold dildo. A Pennsylvania man was arrested for bulldozing his own house after his wife said she wanted a divorce. So,
good man.
You think that's good?
Yeah, Dom gets it. Dom good gets man. It.
Yeah. That's I understand that completely.
So a Florida cop, you guys see what happened? A Florida cop pulled over a woman for driving while on the phone, but then she had 1 arm. So he pulled her over,
that's great.
And then she went like that. And then she's like, come, and he still gave her a ticket, to which
for what
he said he saw her driving with her, with the nub.
She was talking with the nub somehow.
No, but he just didn't want to be like, I was wrong. And she was like, can I leave now? Do you want to just wrap this up? And he didn't like her attitude. They were both stumped. So yeah. Now, Don, you see this? Cops say a dog fired multiple gunshots and hit a driver at a Nebraska gas station. So yeah, did you hear about that?
No.
Was it Snoop Dogg?
See, this is why I fucking told you, Bill, to submit your writing package. They were hiring a writer. I gave you the link, and you didn't fucking do it. Like, Snoop Dogg would have been fucking perfect.
It helps.
The company Joy AI is hiring 10 masturbation consultants, and they're paying them $2,000 a month to test its effects on stress, sleep, and mood.
Wait, how do you get that job for real?
You
send in a sample.
Yeah, how do you like prove? How do you audition?
Sample
like
of your work.
Yeah, you just jerk off on the Zoom meeting. Hey guys, nice to meet you. Okay, shall we begin?
You got to beat out the competition. According to a new interview, Dana White says Donald Trump can't be racist because he was friends with Michael Jackson. I'm not sure that's the person you want to use as the black person that you were.
Well, what? No, but he's like, if you like Michael Jackson, you like all races because Michael Jackson's like five, right?
That's a good point.
He's like Asian, white, black, you know?
Yeah.
And multi-sex too.
Yeah.
Do you see the Enhanced games? Do you watch them?
No, I haven't seen them.
So they had a legalized steroid games, right? Where you're allowed to take steroids. And most of the athletes, except for one, that were not on steroids beat the ones that were. Like the steroid people won one competition. I think it's probably because people thought because they're going to win, they assume that if you take steroids, you're going to win. And they probably didn't do the work.
Right.
Yeah.
You still got to work your ass off just because you're taking steroids doesn't mean you're going to be Superman, you know, after one fucking shot. You got to work your ass off. You know, steroids are just so you recuperate faster.
Right, exactly. So the Jeffrey Epstein lookalike named Palm Beach Pete. He's a guy that looks just like Epstein. Have you seen this guy, Bill?
Yeah.
So he's now running for mayor of Palm Beach.
Of course.
You think he's got a shot of winning, Don?
Yeah, of course he does. You know,
he'll get the young vote.
Pizza's all over the place.
All right. According to a study, gay men have larger penises than heterosexuals.
What the fuck?
There's another reason for you to go gay, Bill.
No, I got to tell you, that's bullshit because every dude who's fucked me has had a smaller penis than me. I'm so dumb.
And finally, Rosie O'Donnell admitted she got a facelift, but nobody can tell.
No. No.
They thought maybe she got an ass transplant. I mean, imagine getting a facelift and no one knows the difference.
I love that Rosie O'Donnell, she like basically leaves Hollywood, she lives in Ireland, and then she gets a facelift and announces it.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck, bitch? Just retire to your potato farm.
Yeah, it's fucking ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
I need attention.
By the way, can I tell you guys, when I went to Doha and Saudi Arabia, I told you this, right? How my friend says that like the hardest thing to do is to get laid over there, except for anal sex. Women go right to the butt. They go because that's not cheating. Like I guess they're allowed to do that in their religion.
And you can say a virgin if you have anal. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can still fit my tank top.
So what do you have coming up?
You're looking at it. No,
never
I'm doing
the swim team.
What am I doing? I'm doing some. I'm headlining Lake Elsinore tonight. I'm going to Turkey for a few shows in Turkey.
You're not getting a hair transplant, are you?
No. I'm doing comedy.
Oh, with Mario.
Yeah.
Dude, how is he just like huge overseas now?
Sells out every show.
I mean, how many people?
Well, I mean, if he were to do a theater show, he could sell probably a theater a night. But he does like three shows a night with like 300 people.
Wow. All from the internet. Yeah. Wow.
I think, yeah, from his YouTube and Instagram. Yeah.
You know, he's a genuinely nice guy. So that's good. you know.
Yeah, no, he's a nice guy. He's very nice.
When people are nice, I root for him. So good.
Yeah.
Good for him. Don, what do you got?
Nice of you to ask. I am now a representative of Zapley products, supplements.
What is it?
Zapley testosterone supplements. It helps. It's vitamins, minerals, and it also helps your testosterone engage and produce more testosterone. So you can finally get through puberty. You know, it's that little nudge you've been needed for the last seven times.
Don, you're my favorite. You are my favorite. One of my. You're probably my favorite human in the world, man. So thank you. And Bill, I fucking love you, man. I know we get annoyed because, like, randomly you'll be like, hey, man, put this fucking supermodel on the fucking Gutfeld. I'm like, I don't book Gutfeld. Yeah, but you'll get street cred. I'm like, bro, they have fucking Elon Musk coming on today. And they have fucking Trump coming on. They're like, yeah, but you'll look cool. I'm like, dude, I know you want to fucking try to fuck this girl. I can't. I have no say. I have opposite say. Like, I have people that get mad at me for like I think they had a better shot before I fucking mentioned them. So like, I have zero fucking pull there. Like, zero.
Okay, I only brought her up two times.
I know, you're like, this.
And do I want to fuck her? I mean, I would.
Yeah,
but
right.
No, I think she's actually like an interest. She's a hot Republican. Which, you know, come on, they're not like a bajillion of them.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I guess you're right. Yeah, they're a lot of them.
Oh my god! I mean, try to find like a hot far left girl. There's a couple.
You're kind of right. You're kind of right. Okay, touche.
I mean, there are some. There are some.
It used to be different, right? It used to be the liberals were the hot ones, and the Republicans were the Karens with the fanny packs.
I don't know when it swapped.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. It's fucking weird. You know. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll be in Arkansas this week at the Looney Bin. That's where I fucking deserve to be, at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. Come see me. Thank you, guys.